giving all praises, honor, and glory to the Most High and His Son, Yahweh Shai. Thanking Him for another opportunity to get it right. One of our four-ways and our by-ways. Today's class topic is, for God shall bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or evil. We heard in that world, man, we do what he soweth. What we tend to do in this walk, in the sight of man, things look very good outwardly. No. In the sight of man, it looks real good. You know, shalom, the brute, the outer, the appearance, the perception. But it's not what you do in front of man. It's what you do when nobody is watching. It's what you do when nobody's looking. Understanding that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. Behold them both good and evil. The first Israelites put some respect on His majesty. To me, Jeremiah 5 and 20. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 20.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 20.
Read.
Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, say.
Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, read.
Hear now this, O foolish people.
What does our God call us?
Hear now this, O foolish people.
O what?
O foolish people.
So we all righteous. Who is this talking to? If we all loving one another, who is this talking to? We all treating each other how we want to be treated. Who is this talking to? Read that again.
Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have I and see not?
Which have what?
Which have I and see not?
Which have eyes and see not? Understand that we all belong to Christ.
That's right.
That God breathing life into each and every one of us. Read.
Which have ears and hear not.
But have ears and hear not. Read on not.
Fear ye not me.
Do what?
Fear ye not me.
Why is it so hard for us to love and keep it 100 with each other? How is it so hard? It's hard because people don't fear in the power. They're not fearing the power. They shall bring all works to judgment. You must have seen an 18-wheeler hit a car head on. I guess nobody ever seen the people in the hospitals with cancer, diabetes, amputated from their knee down. So we want to talk about a judgment. We want to talk about how terrible our God is. We don't fear Him. We don't fear Him. Verse 22, read that again now.
Fear ye not me.
Fear ye what?
Fear ye not me.
Fear ye not the power.
Right.
Fear ye not the highest. Read on.
Saith the Lord.
Saith who?
Saith the Lord.
Read.
Will ye not tremble at my presence?
Read that again.
Will ye not tremble at my presence?
Read that again.
Will ye not tremble at my presence?
We all are going to be trembling at His presence. Begging for another opportunity to come back and love our brother and our sister again. Begging for another opportunity to get it right. It's going to be too late. Because we regard it not. We despise His reproof and instruction. No idea. He told us to walk like Christ. And give our life for our brother and our sister. To love each other. Read verse 22 again.
Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence?
Will we all tremble at His presence? Will we all tremble at His presence? Why not get it right now? Why not obey now? For it's too late. A judgment come knocking.
and we will be rewarded for all the evil we did and the good that we did. We don't.
Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree.
We have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree. Read.
That it cannot pass it. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it.
Read on.
But this people have a revoking and a rebellious heart.
But this people have a revolting and rebellious mind. Give me Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Hold that. Give me Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Start at verse 1.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
Read.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord.
You better become a prisoner of the Lord while you got a chance. Before he call your work to judgment. Read.
Beseech you that he walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
We are, what we are called? Read on.
With all lowliness.
With all lowliness. Read.
And meekness.
With what?
And meekness.
Read.
With long suffering.
Read.
Forbearing one another in love.
Doing what?
Forbearing one another in love.
Forbearing one another in love. But look, what does pure love do? Give me Romans 13:10. What is pure love? Romans 13:10.
The book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 10.
Read.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
Love worketh what?
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
There's a lot of ill being done to each other, man, out here.
That's right.
A lot of ill being done to each other. But pure love worketh no ill will to his neighbor. Pure love worketh no ill will to his sister. Pure love worketh no ill will to his brother. Pure repentance worketh no ill will to your brother. Pure repentance. Go back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord.
It's time for us to get on that cross and become a prisoner of Christ. Become a fool for Christ's sake. That's all we got here. That's the only way. Unfeigned love for each other. Read.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
Read.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long sufferance, forbearing one another in love.
Forbearing one another in love. Read.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Where is the unity at? Where is the unity? Where is the unity amongst the sons of Zion? Where is the unity amongst the daughters of Sarah?
Bring it out.
Where is the unity in the nation? I tell you, Christ is a stumbling block. We just can't seem to love each other. We just can't seem to do it. We can't seem to lay our life down for each other. We just can't seem to do it. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Read.
In the bond of peace.
Read.
There is one body.
There is what?
There is one body.
There is what?
There is one body.
There is only one body. Read.
And one Spirit.
There is only one Spirit. Read.
Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
Read.
One Lord.
One what?
One Lord.
One Lord. Read.
One faith.
Read.
One baptism.
Read on.
One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all.
But the thing is, we all got Christ inside of us. We all do. We all do. But only one third of us gonna be able to find him and hold on. Let's go back. Jeremiah 5:20. Jeremiah 5:20.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 5.
Start at verse 22.
Chapter 5, verse 22. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord? Will ye not tremble at my presence?
Will we not do what?
Will ye not tremble at my presence?
Will we not tremble at his presence? Let's be 100. We get before the Most High and the Son, we all gonna be begging to do it right.
That's right.
We all gonna be begging for another chance, another opportunity. But it's gonna be too late, because guess what? The judgment's already came. The mallet done already hit. Proverbs, hold that. Give me Proverbs 1 and 24. Proverbs 1 and 24.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 24.
Read.
Because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded.
Man, all Christ is telling us to do is love each other. But what fulfills the royal law? Ain't it to love one another after ourselves? But two-thirds of us refuse. Read.
But ye have set at not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof.
Read.
I also will laugh at your calamity.
What are you going to do?
I will also laugh at your calamity.
What are you going to do?
I will also laugh at your calamity.
All right, we're going to see. We're going to see what the Most High take that food away. Take the water away. Take the electricity away. We're going to see. He's going to get ready to try each and every one of us through that fire. And hope you come out as that fine gold. Read on.
I will mark you when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation.
Read.
And your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you.
Read on.
Then shall they call upon me.
What we all gonna do?
Then shall they call upon me.
What is every Israelite man and woman gonna do?
Then shall they call upon me.
I'm telling you, when judgment comes, we all gonna call to the Most High Son. We all gonna be crying out, but what he gonna say to the ones that refuse? Read.
But I will not answer.
But he will not what?
But I will not answer.
Some of us ain't gonna be answering that day of death. Hold that. Give me Ecclesiasticus chapter 11, verse 26. Ecclesiasticus chapter 11, verse 26. Ecclesiasticus chapter 11, verse 26.
The book of Ecclesiasticus chapter 11, verse 26.
Read.
For it is an easy thing unto the Lord in the day of death to reward a man according to his way.
I'm telling you, Israel, the Most High will bring every work into judgment. Every work. And when judgment comes, it's going to be an easy thing to reward us according to our ways in the day of death. Let's get it right while we have a chance.
That's
repent
right.
While we have a chance.
Jeez.
Repent. Let's go back to Jeremiah. Chapter 5, verse 23.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 23. But these people have a revolt and a rebellious heart.
But these people have a revolting and rebellious heart, not of Christ. Not of Christ. Read on.
They are revolted and gone.
We have all did what?
They are revolted and gone.
Revolted and gone. They are revolted and gone. Give me Psalms 99 and 3. Psalms. Chapter 99, verse 3.
The book of Psalms, chapter 99, verse 3.
Read.
Let them praise thy great and terrible name.
Let thy praise what?
Let them praise thy great and terrible name.
Israel, it's time for us to praise his great and terrible name. Notice that word, terrible. Notice that word, terrible. Read that again. I don't think they're feeling me.
Let them praise thy great and terrible name.
Let them praise thy great and terrible name. Knowing that his eyes are everywhere beholding good and evil, what out of man or woman we have to walk? Knowing that he's seeing everything.
That's right.
Knowing that he's pondering our hearts, pondering our thoughts. We walk around as if he does not see us. Walking around as if we do not fear him. Walking around as if he's not a terrible God. Read.
For it is holy.
For it is what?
For it is holy.
Read on.
The king's strength also loveth judgment.
Read.
Thou doest establish iniquity.
Read.
Thou executest judgment.
Our God does what?
Executed judgment.
Our God does what?
Executed judgment.
He executed judgment. Righteous judgment. So how's a brother in darkness supposed to be judged? How's a sister in darkness supposed to be judged? But what is that darkness? People think not keeping the commandments is darkness. People think not keeping the commandments is darkness. Go to 1 John. What is darkness? Give me 1 John chapter 2 and verse 8.
The book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which things is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth.
So everybody walking around as if the darkness is past. They found the truth. They found out who they are. As if the darkness is past. Like the true light is now shining. But read.
He that said he is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness even unto now.
Is in what?
Even unto now.
Is in what?
Even unto now.
Read it again up.
He that said he is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness even unto now.
Sister, you could be keeping all the commandments, all the feast days. Brother, you can have a beard down to your knees,
right,
garment down to the floor. But if you got any ounce of hate in your heart, you are still in darkness.
Please.
You're still in darkness. Read.
He that loveth his brother abideth in the light.
He that what?
He that loveth his brother abideth in the light.
To abide in light is to love your sister.
Right.
To abide in light is to love your brother.
That's right.
But people get it misconstrued. They think just because they got the fringes, they got the head wrap, that they good. No. It is in vain if you have hate. It is in vain if you don't love. It is in vain. Read that again, verse 10. Verse 9.
He that said he is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness, even until now.
He that said that he is in the light, keeping all the commandments.
Right.
But got any ounce of hate in him, is in darkness, even until now. Read on up.
He that loveth his brother abideth in the light.
He that loves what?
He that loveth his brother abideth in the light.
He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. Read.
And there is none occasion of stumbling in him.
There will be no occasion of stumbling in him because you have truly repented. You have truly passed from death. You have truly passed from death. Let's go. Give me Psalms chapter 47 verse 2. Psalms chapter 47 verse 2.
The book of Psalms, chapter 47, verse 2.
Read.
For the Lord most high is terrible.
For the Lord most high is what?
Is terrible.
Is what?
Is terrible.
Read.
He is a great king over all the earth.
It said, for the Lord most high is terrible. Sister, you're walking around as if the most high don't see you. Because his eyes are 1,000 times brighter than the sun.
That's right.
Brother walking around like the most high don't see him. Ain't pondering his heart.
Jeez.
Time for us to get together, understanding that we serve a terrible God. He will bring every work into judgment. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17.
Read.
For the Lord your God is a God of gods. And Lord of lords.
Well, our God is a God of gods and Lord of lords. Read on.
A great God.
A what?
A great God.
Read.
A mighty and terrible.
A what?
A mighty and terrible.
He's a what?
A mighty and terrible.
They want to talk about that terrible. They want to talk about that terrible. I want you to go jump off in that water and see how I feel to not be able to catch a breath again. They want to talk about these things, man. Burning alive in a car. People don't want to talk about these things. Better make sure you truly repent. Because he will bring every work into judgment. Read.
Which regarded not person.
And do what?
Which regarded not person.
Sister, the most high don't care how many pictures you're taking, how good your conversation is, how good it look in front of men. He's not a respecter of persons. Brother, no matter how many brews you brew up, what it look like, your conversation. You gotta respect our persons. Read.
Nor take his reward.
Nor what?
Nor take his reward.
But what does he do? Read.
He doeth execute the judgment.
But he does what?
He doeth execute the judgment.
But God will execute that righteous judgment. He will execute that righteous judgment. Give me Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21. No, Proverbs 5:21. Proverbs 5:21.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 5, verse 21. For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord.
So all the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. Read.
And he pondereth all his goings.
Sister, it may look good inside a man, but the Most High can ponder all your goings. He pondereth it. Give me Proverbs 15:3. Proverbs 15:3.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.
The eyes of the Lord are in every place. They didn't say some place. They're in every place. Read, beholding what?
The evil and the good.
Let's see what happened to Cain and Abel. Give me Genesis 4 and 8. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8.
The book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass.
So brothers sitting there talking to a brother, sitting there talking to a brother, a sister sitting there talking to a sister in the sight of man. Read.
And it came to pass.
But it's going to come to pass. Read.
When they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him.
And did what?
And slew him.
And did what?
And slew him.
And did what?
And slew him.
But read on.
And the Lord said unto Cain.
And it did what?
And the Lord said unto Cain.
Well, so I thought it was just two people in the garden.
And the Lord said unto Cain.
So I thought it was two people in the field.
And the Lord said unto Cain.
How did the Lord see that? He said, and Cain rose up against Abel and his brother and slew him. He didn't necessarily have to kill him with a knife through his back. It's by talking. He murdered his brother by talking about him behind his back. He murdered his brother by having hate in his heart towards his brother. That's how you slew your brother. That's how you slew your sister. Not necessarily have to physically kill him. You can kill him spiritually and kill him mentally, man. Read.
And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
People don't even know how to be brother's keepers around here, man. Some of them don't even still to this day don't know how to be a true brother, a true sister. Because we deal with darkness and hate. Read.
And he said, what hast thou done?
Read.
The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground.
Understand, sister. The sister you got hate, the sister that you slew in your mind, her blood crying out to the Most High and the Son. Brother, that brother that you hate, that you talk down, that you murmur against, that you gossip against, that you lie against, that brother's blood cries unto the Lord. It cries, that brother's spirit cries unto the Lord, and the Lord sees that, and we must understand that.
Right?
The Lord's eyes are everywhere beholding both good and evil. The Lord see you, sister. He see your thoughts. See your heart. He see you. Repent, sisters, repent, because our God is a terrible God.
That's right.
And we'll bring all works we brought into judgment. Give me Proverbs 16:2. Proverbs 16:2.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 2.
Read.
All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes.
So all the ways of a man, all the ways of a sister are clean in our own eyes. But read on.
But the Lord weigheth the spirit.
But the Lord did what?
Weigheth the spirit.
He weigheth your thoughts. He weigheth your thoughts. He weigheth your thoughts. Read that one more time.
All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes.
All our ways, we seem clean, but we don't.
But the Lord weigheth the spirit.
He knoweth the mind. He knoweth the thought. He knoweth. Give me Proverbs 21:2.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 2.
Read.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But the Lord pondereth the heart.
But the Lord do what?
But the Lord pondereth the heart.
The Lord pondereth his heart. He pondereth our hearts. Let's get some. How does he do? How does God do that? Let me try, spirit. Revelation 3 and 18. Revelation 3 verse 18. Let me try.
The book of Revelation.
Doesn't he try, spirits, and tries in the fire? Revelation 3 and 18. Read this out.
The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire.
He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried through the fire. What is that fire? What is that fire that we all must go to? Give me 2 Andrew 16, 23. 2 Andrew 16 and 73. Shalakia, 16 and 73. 2 Andrew 16 and 73.
The book of 2 Andrew, chapter 16, verse 73. Then shall they be known who are my chosen.
Read.
And they shall be tried as the gold in the fire.
Come out as their chosen. We're going to be tried as they go to the fire. We all will try to stay gold in the fire. There's only one way. You will come out in the spirit, or you will come out fleshly. Come out in the spirit, or come out fleshly. Give me Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 5. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 5.
The book of Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 5. For gold is tried in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace.
Y'all gonna be tried with adversity. Sister getting into her sister, how you react? Brother getting into his brother, how do you react? When things hit the fan, how do you react? What are your fruits? Israel, we don't understand that. We don't understand that. When the Most High tries us in that fire, it boils down to how we react. How do we react? Give me 2 Andrew 8 and 1. 2 Andrew chapter 8, verse 1. It's going to boil down to our fruits and how we react.
2 Andrew chapter 8, verse 1.
Read.
And he answered me, saying, the Most High hath made this world for me.
It's a lot of Israelites walking around. Millions. Millions of Israelites with fringes and beards. Millions of shallow arms. Millions of dresses, millions of fringes. But read.
But the world to come for few.
But the world to come for few. But if it was so easy, why is the world to come made for only few of us? Israel, it's time for us to think. It's time for us to bethink ourselves. It's time for us to humble ourselves. Who is this talking to? Who is this talking to? Read.
I will tell thee a similitude. Edges, as when thou hast the earth, it shall say unto thee that it giveth much mold whereof earthen vessels are made, but little dust.
So it's saying that it's a lot of mud where vessels are made. It's a lot of people walking around, but read.
But little dust that gold cometh of.
But little dust that gold come above. Only a few of us will come out as fine gold when adversity come our way. When trial and tribulation come our way, when our problem come our way, only a few of us can be able to react and come out as fine gold. Read on.
Even so is the curse of this present world.
Even so is the course of this present world. Read.
There be many created, but few shall be saved.
There be many created. It's a lot of us. But only few of us gonna be saved. Everybody wanna talk about that, man. Everybody swear they're part of the few that gonna be saved. What about the many that's created? What about the many of us that was created? See, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about that. Give me Galatians. Galatians. Chapter 5, verse 17.
Let me get there with your heart.
Galatians, chapter 5, start at verse 17.
The book of Galatians.
Start at verse 16, Shalakia. Matter of fact, start at verse 14.
The book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 14.
Read.
For the law is fulfilled in one word.
For the law is fulfilled in one word. In one word. You know, everybody debates about the 613 commandments. Doing this, doing that. But it's truly fulfilled in one word. Read.
Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor. As thyself.
You love thy neighbor as thyself. Read on.
But if ye bite and devour one another.
But if you operating of the flesh, ye begin to bite and devour one another. Read.
Take heed that ye be not consumed one of another.
But read on.
This I say then, walk in the Spirit.
Do what?
Walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit. It's time for us to start walking in the Spirit. Read.
And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
You're either going to come out of that fire of the Spirit or of the flesh. Again, when we are tried through that fire, we're going to either come out as the Spirit or come out as the flesh. Read.
For the flesh lusted against the Spirit.
Read on.
And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other.
But read on.
Say that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
But read.
But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law.
So when that fire come your way, when adversity come our way, when trouble come our way, when the test come our way, read.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
Read.
Which are these? Adultery.
What?
Adultery.
When that fire comes, people going to take say that adultery spirit on them. Read.
Fornication.
That spirit of fornication on them. Read on.
Uncleanliness.
That unclean spirit on them. Read.
Lasciviousness.
That lasciviousness is on them. Read.
Idolatry.
Idolatry. Read on.
Witchcraft.
Read.
Hatred.
What?
Hatred.
What?
Hatred.
When adversity, when trial and tribulation come on them, the people going to they like hatred spirits on them. When a problem arise, a disagreement, you either going to have a fruit of the Spirit or a fruit of the flesh. People still going to get that hatred, that hateful spirit on them. Read.
Variance, emulations, wrath.
They get the spirit of wrath. Read.
Strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murders.
Envyings, murders. When we try through the fire, these are our fruits. Read.
Drunkenness.
Read.
Revealing.
Drunkenness. Revilings. Read.
And such like of thee which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things.
These people who do such things when problem arise, when trouble arise, when adversity arise, when we're being tested to that, in that fire, in that flame. Read.
Shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
You will not inherit the kingdom of God. Read on.
But the fruits of the Spirit.
But if you operate in the Spirit of Christ, these are the attributes you will have when you are tried in that fire, tried in that adversity. Read.
But the fruits of the Spirit is love.
Is what?
Love.
You're going to have love on your heart. You're going to have love on your mind. Read.
Joy.
Have a joyous spirit. Read.
Peace.
Somebody come around you, they get peace. Read.
Long suffering
towards your brother and your sister. Read.
Gentleness.
When you come around your brother and sister, when they come around you, you give them gentleness. Read.
Goodness.
Read.
Faith.
Read.
Meekness. Temperance. Against such there is no law.
Against such there is no law. Read on.
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh.
As you truly operate as Christ, you have killed that old man and crucified the flesh. Read on.
With the affections and lust, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
You can't just talk with me again. You got to walk it. You have to walk it. Read.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory.
Read.
Provoking one another. Envying one another.
Provoking one another. Envying one another. The thing is, Israel, it's not about what you do in the presence. In this presence, it's about what you do in this absence. Give me Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
The book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed.
As we all has always obeyed in the church house. We don't love each other in the church house. We don't love each other on the feast days. We have always obeyed, but read.
Not as in my presence only.
But don't do it in the presence of the Lord only. Don't do it only on the Sabbath day. Only on Wednesday class.
That's right.
Only at the feast days.
That's
don't
right.
Only love your brother then, but read.
But now, much more in my absence.
But much more in his absence. When nobody's watching. When nobody's looking. Can your thoughts stay the same? Can your thoughts and your fear stay the same?
Teach.
Can they? But read on.
Work out your own salvation. With fear and trembling.
That's why you got to work it out with your own salvation, with that fear and trembling. It's about what you're doing when nobody watching. not only in the presence of your brother, but in his absence? Are you still holding him down in your heart? Are you still loving him in your heart? Are you still having good thoughts in your heart, in your mind? Read on.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Because that is his will. That is his will. Read.
Do all things without murmuring and disputing.
Do all things without what?
Without murmuring and disputing.
Understand, Israel, we are prisoners for Christ's sake. We're going to do it joyfully, without murmurs and disputings. Read.
That ye may be blameless.
That we may be what?
That ye may be blameless.
That we may be what?
That ye may be blameless.
That's the only way you can be made blameless. Read.
And harmless. The sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation.
What is this nation?
In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation.
Because this nation is crooked and perverse, man. It's crooked and perverse. Read.
Among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
Because we may not like shine. Showing a brother how to truly love. Being an example. But what does it mean to truly repent? Is it keeping the commandment? Is it just the fringes? What does it mean to truly repent? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
Read.
Seeing ye have purified your souls.
Time for us to really purify our minds. Read on.
In obeying the truth through the Spirit.
Read the what?
Seeing ye have purified your souls. In obeying the truth through the Spirit.
Read.
Unto unfeigned love of the brethren.
Read.
See that ye love one another with a pure heart.
So when you do these things, read on.
Being born again.
You've been born again. You know, it sounds so easy to do. We see you talk about it week in, week out. But if that's the case, why is the world to come made for few? If that is the case, why is the world to come made for few? Why has there been many called but few chosen? If it's so easy, read on.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed.
Some of us are that corruptible seed, man. Some of us just of that corruptible seed, and nothing we can do about it. Because it was ordained from the beginning. Read.
But of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
But the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Which liveth and abideth forever. Give me Romans chapter 12 verse 17. Romans chapter 12 and verse 17.
The book of Romans chapter 12 verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil.
Don't go tit for tat with your brother. Tit for tat with your sister. Recompensing evil for evil. Read.
Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
Just be honest. Just be honest. Read on.
If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men.
If I commit evil, what you come, turn the cheek and still live peacefully. Still live peacefully with them. Let's say you got to deal with them, but maintain your peace. Read.
Dearly beloved.
Because dearly beloved, read.
Avenge not yourself.
Don't avenge yourself. Most high and the sons' eyes are everywhere. Read.
But rather give place unto wrath.
Give place to the wrath of God. Give place. Read.
For it is written, vengeance is mine.
What?
Vengeance is mine.
Vengeance belongs to the highest. Vengeance belongs to the highest. Give me, hold that. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 23 verse 19. Ecclesiastes of the rock chapter 23 verse 19. Ecclesiastes is a rock. Chapter 23, verse 19.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 23, verse 19. Such a man only feareth the eyes of men.
Everybody just want to do it in the sight of men. Walk this walk for the sight of men. They do the work for the sight of men. What did our God say? Read.
And know it not that the eyes of the Lord are 10,000 times brighter than the sun.
Not understanding that the Most High, that the Lord's eyes are 10,000 times brighter than the sun.
That he see you. That he see you. That he sees you. That he part of your heart. That he know your thoughts. Read.
Beholding all the ways of men.
What does he do?
Beholding all the ways
Behold
of men.
All our ways.
Beholding all our ways. Since you can't fool the Most High. Brother, we can't fool the Most High. Says submit. Read on.
And considering the most secret parts.
He does what?
Considering the most secret
he
parts.
He considereth the most secret parts inside of us. He considers it.
Go back to Romans. Chapter 12, verse 19.
The book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself.
Brother, we can't avenge ourselves, fight evil for evil to our brother and our sister. But read.
But rather give place unto wrath.
Give place unto wrath of the Most High and His Son. Let them fight our battles. Let them deal with them. Read on.
For it is written, vengeance is mine.
Read.
I will repay.
Our God say he'll do what?
I will repay.
Our God say he'll do what?
I will repay.
Our God say he will repay. Read.
Right. Saith the Lord.
Saith who?
Saith the Lord.
But understand Israel, for God shall bring every work unto judgment. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 38, 28, verse 7.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 28, verse 7.
Read.
Remember the commandment.
Do what?
Remember the commandment.
Remember the commandment. Read.
And bear no malice to thy neighbor. Remember the covenant of the highest, and weak at ignorance.
And do what?
And weak at ignorance.
And do what?
And weak at ignorance.
He said, remember the commandment of the highest and weak at ignorance. Weak at it, because vengeance is for the Most High.
That's right.
Vengeance belongs to the Lord. Read that again now.
Remember the commandments, and bear no malice to thy neighbor. Remember the covenant of the highest.
Read.
And weak at ignorance.
And do what?
And weak at ignorance.
Weak at ignorance. You're supposed to weak at it. You're supposed to weak at it. Remember that the Lord eyes 10,000 times brighter than the sun.
That's right.
Beholding the ways of man. Beholding. Beholding the ways of man. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13.
Read.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
But read on.
For God shall bring every work
into judgment.
For God shall bring every work into judgment.
Read.
With every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Whether it be good or whether it be evil. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Give me 1 Peter chapter 4. Give me 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Israel, the whole mission is to repent so that our sins be blotted out. What covers up the multitude of our sins? Read this out.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And above all things,
no matter what you do, above all things that you do in this walk, read.
Have fervent charity.
Have fervent charity. Read.
Among yourselves.
But what is so important about this charity? Read.
For charity shall cover the multitude of sins.
Because it's that charity that's going to cover up your sins. I can't stress it. We cannot stress it enough. And what is charity? What is charity? What is charity? Charity. This is out the Compact Bible Dictionary. Charity in the Bible never means giving to the poor, but always a God-inspired love, which includes respect for and concern for the welfare of the loved one. Let's get it together, Israel. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 First Corinthians chapter 13. Hold on, let me get there with y'all. Give me, start at verse 11.
The book of First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child.
Read.
I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Read.
For now we see through a glass, dark, but then face to face. Now I know in part.
Now we know in part. Read.
But then shall I know even as also I am known.
Read.
And now abideth faith.
So some of us say we got faith. Read.
Hope.
Some of us got hope. Some of us got faith. Some of us also have hope. Read.
Charity.
But read on up.
These three.
Read.
But the greatest of these is charity.
The greatest of these is what?
But the greatest of these is charity.
What's greater than your faith? Read it again.
But the greatest of these is charity.
What about hope?
But the greatest of these is charity.
The greatest of these is charity. The greatest of these is charity. Charity outweighs your faith. Charity outweighs your hope. It's that charity. Understand, Israel, it's just time that we truly repent. Time that we truly repent. Give me Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. But read on.
And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even of God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you.
Even if Christ forgave us. Give me 1 Peter 3 and 10. Matter of fact, give me 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Start at verse 9.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
Read.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Understand that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Read.
And some men count slackness.
We all count as slackness. Taking advantage of grace. Being unthankful. Not taking advantage of the time you got where your heart still beating. Or your lungs still breathing. Read.
But is long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish.
God, he wakes you up each and every day, not willing that you should perish. Read.
But that all should come to repentance.
That all should just come to repentance. Read on.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
The judgment is going to come as a thief in the night. It's a thief in the night. It's a thief in the night. You ain't going to see it coming. You could be sleeping, the whole building just collapse. You ain't gonna see it coming. Hit by a straight bullet. You won't see it coming.
That's right.
Parker stopping your sleep. Cancer could creep in through your cells. You won't see it coming. Read.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. In thee which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise.
Think about when death coming, man. Everything you're seeing passing away with a great noise, man. You fighting for your life. Fighting for another breath. Everything gonna just pass away that you see. Read on.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And the earth also. And the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Read on.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
Understanding all these things will be dissolved. We all will have to die and answer for our ways. Read.
What manner of persons ought ye to be?
What manner of persons ought we to be? I know my God is a terrible God, beholding all the good and evil that I do. What I submit myself and fear him and do what he tells me to do. How can I rebel? How can I lean on my own understanding? Where has our own understanding as a nation got us? Absolutely nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. What, captivity? Giving a lifetime of misery and sweat to these other nations, to these heathen, to these dogs? Read.
What manner of person ought ye to be?
What manner of person are ye to be? Read.
In all holy conversation and godliness.
Be in all holy conversation and godliness. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. On that note, Shalom.